At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I don't know if you heard Mary McCarthy, Irish independent columnist. She was in Breakfast a little earlier this morning, and she was talking about this new movement amongst parents whereby they track their child's location through their smartphone. And I want to know, do you do that? Do you track your children's location on their iPhone or Android or Samsung, whatever phone they're using, maybe even their iPad? Is it something that you do through their Apple Watch? And why do you do it? We'd just love to get a sense of people's views today. 1800 453 106 is the number. Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie is with me on the line today. You have two kids, Siobhan. Do you track?
I've got four kids.
Four? Apologies.
Four,
apologies.
Double trouble.
Yeah. Do you track their location?
Yeah. Yeah, I do actually. My 12-year-old just got her first phone, and we really debated about even getting her one because she's a nightmare with technology, and we have to really monitor her, take it away from her, really, you know, mind her. But just this summer, it's the first time we've let her go into the village on her own with her friends. And, you know, she might not want to come home when we want her to come home, and she's a little devil. She might not answer her phone. So we have to lay down some very strict rules with her. So we have the location on her phone. And I was just saying, like last Friday, she was supposed to come home at 4 o'clock, and I'm ringing her and she's not answering. And I ended up having to go and get her. So we confiscated the phone all day Saturday as punishment. But then I have a 19-year-old who's just started to have kind of social life and is going out and is, you know, having a few drinks. And for her, we have her location, and we've spoken to her about this. It's not about tracking her. It's about safety. And she's actually fine with that. So now she can be a bit strappy sometimes. There's been a couple of times where she will, you know, turn off her location, but she'll always let us know, let her sister know where she is.
It's
really from, you know, there's just so many things that happen to women, particularly. I've got three daughters, and I know some people will disagree and they'll say I'm infringing on their privacy and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm a woman that's grown up being groped by men, inappropriate things happening, and they're going out into the world. You know, the 19-year-old especially now, she's going out with her friends and going out clubbing and things like that. And there have been incidences where, you know, guys have maybe come on to her, said inappropriate things to her. And there's a movement as well at the moment that's really, really scary of men slipping air tags into women's handbags. I know this is an issue. They've been talking about it a lot in the UK so that they can track them and follow them home, things like that. So, I mean, I know they're all very dark, worst case scenario kind of thoughts, but I just think the world that we're living in right now is quite, it can feel quite unsafe. And I just want to know where they are. And it's not, I'm not trying to control them. I just, peace of mind, really.
Yeah. And the 19-year-old, any kickback from her, Siobhan? On the idea.
Because literally there was a really good documentary on recently about a 19-year-old, and she went out and unfortunately she didn't come home. And I actually said to her, let's just watch this together. I know it's dark and I know it's not nice, but you know, sometimes bad things happen, or if she had too much to drink and if she was in a situation where maybe she was getting into a taxi and she was maybe a little bit drunk or something like that. I've had those conversations with her, and then you hear taxi drivers are being, you know, charged and jailed for crimes and things like that. So conversations around, you know, don't drink too much. But we've all been stupid when we're 19. So at least we know, you know, where she is. And if I need to go and get her, you know, obviously I'll go and get her. So I think it's just, it's not coming from a place of control. It's just coming from a place of, she's a young woman. I don't think the world is particularly kind or safe to young women right now. And we just want to make sure that she's okay.
Yeah. I understand the sentiment and the rationale, yeah. Siobhan, completely. I'm just thinking, though, for your daughter who's 19, because, like, you know, she can I'm sure she's probably working, get married, buy a house on her own.
You know,
if it was something you were in a position to do. I'm just thinking of all the things you can do as an adult at 19. Yeah. At what point do you, you know, relinquish that or
stop?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she just did her leaving cert and she's just about to start college. So she's not, and she's, you know, I'm still washing her clothes and ironing them and stuff. So she's 19, but she hasn't even started college yet. So look, if she was not living in the house, if she was off living somewhere else, of course I wouldn't be tracking her phone. I feel like they're
because she's
still
at home.
In my care.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
They're in my care. And especially with the 12-year-old, it's her first time having a phone. Look, I know a lot of people get their kids' phones when they make their communion and stuff like that. I personally think that's crazy. I would not want to be in a position at any point where I don't know where my 9-year-old is, where I would need to track them. So we've just been a little bit, we've just waited that little bit longer. She's 12, she's nearly 13, she's just got her first phone, and we're kind of learning what the boundaries are around that. She's not entirely happy with us taking off her at night time and having a little browse through it. But the thing is, if you don't have a little browse through it, you don't really know what they're up to. And for a 12-year-old, and even up to the age of, I'd say, 16, they can be in group chats, there can be nice things, there can be nasty things. And as parents, we do have to keep an eye. I sound like a snoop. It's not coming from that place at all. It's just coming from a protective place.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, there was a situation where one of my girls was getting bullied and she didn't want to tell us about it. And then eventually she did. And we were able to see the bullying on the phone. So in that situation, it was good that we had that information.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And we were able to resolve it. So I'm coming from that perspective.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. What about you, Jen? Jen Hogan, a columnist at the Irish Times.
How are you, Andrew? Yeah, I wouldn't be a fan of tracking the kids, to be honest. I mean, have I ever done it? I have gone into Snapchat maps a couple of times, particularly when one who tends to never realise what time it is and be back when he's supposed to be. I've gone in to check to see where is he? Is he where he says he's going to be? Half the time his phone's dead anyway. So that's one way around it. I'm not a fan of it, though, for a few reasons. One, I think we're infantilizing our kids an awful lot. I think, you know, we're not teaching them independence. We're not teaching them. We're not giving them.
Are you there? Hang on, Jen, just one second. The phone has just dropped for a moment, the connection. Just bear with me. You can hear me okay, Jen? You can. No, we lost Jen. We lost Jen, you're there, are you?
Yeah.
No, it's dipping. Hang on, I'm just going to reconnect with you, but bear with me for a moment. Niamh is with us on the line. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hiya, where are you?
How are things? Would you follow your, or track, I suppose, rather than follow your children's location on their smartphones?
Well, I was surprised when your researcher rang me because he used the word tracking as well and or follow. And to be honest, I wouldn't even see it as that. It's not. So we have three iPhones. I have one son. He's 16 and he got his first phone last year or this year, sorry, when he finished his junior cert. And we had said to him that he wouldn't be getting a phone until he was in junior cert. And he has an iPhone, a refurbished one. And the three of us have iPhones and we have family sharing turned on our three phones. So we share our location, we share ours with him and he shares his with us. If we go into it, we can see where he is, he can see where we are. We never used it as a tracking method. It's just something that when we were setting up our family sharing, we put that on ours and he put it on his. And it's something that I've never even looked at.
Oh, have you not?
No,
right.
We haven't. No, I tell a lie. When he was on, he went on his first school tour to France and we were able to see when he was at the Eiffel Tower. So we looked at it that time because we could see him on our
yeah,
screen.
Yeah. But day to day then you don't, like it's there if you need it or want it. But I suppose the difference is he can see where you are as well.
Exactly. And we have always, like when we spoke to him about getting his phone, when he was asking for the phone when he was in national school, we talked to him about phone safety, internet safety. We've always been honest with him and we have said to him, we won't ask you to do anything that we don't do ourselves. Because like that one of your callers said there, it is a safety thing. It's a safety thing on both sides. He can feel safe when he knows where we are and we can feel safe if we know where he is in the event that there is any issue. but we have never, it hasn't been a tracking thing. It's never been anything that we've you know, looked at in a negative way.
But
I think that's the thing.
You can. I suppose I don't know what else you'd call it other than tracking or the ability to monitor or, you know, I suppose what else is it really if it's not that?
Well, you can, there's always two ways to see something. You can see anything in a negative light, and you can see things that might come off as being negative. You can see that in a positive light too. And I suppose it depends on what kind of a relationship you have within your own family and with your own children. And for myself and my husband works away, so he's a pilot. So he flies all around the world, and Scott can see and take part in his day by just knowing where he is. And those things give comfort to my son when his dad is away and might be away at times, was away for a few months.
Yeah.
So they would give comfort to him and to me to be able to track, to see his airplane in the sky. Or you have lots of apps.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
it's a kind of a different circumstance
well. As I said there, it depends on the family and seeing a positive view of it rather than a negative. And I do think that articles and social media and the notion of spiraling, which is what happens when negative stories go out on social media and newspapers, that it can make people feel a panic that they're being tracked, or kids. It's like Inception. It puts that negative view
I've
into
been watched all of the time. Yeah, the big,
so,
the big brother.
You know,
Jen is back with us. Jen, you're not a fan, though, of the idea of even being able, though, to track where the kids are. Is that right? Am I that right? You can hear me okay, Jen, yeah. No, I've lost Jen again. Jen, we're just going to try and reconnect with you. Stay with me for a moment. Eilish is on the line. Eilish, do you agree with this idea?
Yeah, so we have been family sharing for a good number of years. So again, it's not just me tracking my children, you know. I have a 22-year-old and an 18-year-old. It's all of us. So my partner's in it as well. It's me, my partner, my two oldest children. And we can see where everybody is. Now, again, we don't use it very so often, and we've had it for a good number of years. So my children know I'm not spying on them because they would have come to me by now and said, listen, take it off. You know, I'm not.
What did you say?
I'm
they're 22.
I have a 22-year-old, yeah, who and we all family share. And she's done it on me. Like, I've gone down to my friend's house and she's texting me, and I would be ignoring her because, you know, I'm trying to have a conversation with my friend. And she would say, I can see you're in Gretchen's house. I know you're ignoring me. Like, you know, answer my text message. So it works both ways, you know.
Sorry, the 22-year-old doesn't mind you having eyes over where they are at all times.
Yeah, no, we don't. I don't use it like that. Like, I'm in it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And like, you know, she's used it as well where I've gone, you know, can you do the dishes before I get home from work, you know? And she'll see me at a certain point. And like,
so she knows to get up quick, panic.
Yeah, you know. So so we use it that way. It's not used in a spying way. It's just, you know what, we've a family connection for a good number of years. I think it's just there now as something that we have, you know. And as I said, it's certainly not used to, you know, where are they or what are they doing? But as I said, it can be used against me at times as well, you know. So, so if she came to me in the morning and said, I'm not comfortable with it anymore, take it off, my 18-year-old, I would. Now, the only other thing I was saying is that they're driving now as well. So that's my main concern at the moment, is the driving, because, you know, the speed on the roads can be quite bad. We live in Meath. And that's my main thing at the moment, is when they're out driving, you know, that, you know, and I, as I said, I don't track it that often. I would rarely go into it, you know, but if they are driving at night time, I would just see that they're making it home safely, you know.
Jen, third time lucky. Are you there?
Sorry, can you hear me?
I can indeed, Jen.
we have connection. Yeah, no, Andrew, you're right. I wouldn't be a huge fan of tracking. I think we're infantilizing our teenagers and our young adults in particular by doing this. And in saying that, I have gone into Snapchat Maps to check where my older kids are, in particular at certain times if they're out in town, or my daughter is in Italy at the moment, she's 23, and I said to her, now turn on your location on Snapchat Maps. So for my peace of mind, in case you went missing, you know, because as a parent, we love to catastrophize things as well and just have every eventuality covered. I haven't checked it though. I haven't gone in to Snapchat to see that she has actually turned it on. Honestly, I haven't. No, she rings. Right. Like, she'd be in touch and she texts tell me what's going on during her day. But no, I haven't. I honestly haven't. And I don't think it's really a healthy practice that we're getting involved in for a couple of reasons. I think we, as parents, I think we're building our own anxiety as well if they're not exactly where they say or where we think they are, or we can see where they are and they shouldn't be there. And as teenagers ourselves, like, we all were places maybe that our parents didn't think we should be. There's a part of it that's growing up, but there's also ways that teens can get around it too, and they will always find a way around it. And we're deluding ourselves a little bit if we're tracking them for the purpose of making sure they're exactly where we say they are, and that they're not to go elsewhere. Then we're deluding ourselves, because that's where you need to be having conversations and buy-in, not tracking. But they do let their friends track. That's the other side. That's the part that
I've often shared my location with people if I was going to meet them, and you were saying, you know, here's where I am, or you can share the location for whatever, 15 minutes or half an hour, and vice versa. But yeah, I don't know about the, yeah, I'm, look, I don't have children, so maybe I can't offer the same insight. And I do understand the safety thing and the concern, but I would have thought though by 22 and 19.
Absolutely. Oh, you know, no.